I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. But Marjorie, we're veering a little bit from that theme today because we are gearing up for our big live podcast at the Minnesota State Fair, Saturday, August 31st. So as you're listening to this, it's just coming up in a couple of days.
I'm a little nervous.
You are?
I am, because I'm just afraid nobody's going to be there.
I think we've already gotten some notes from people who will be there, and even if they're not, then we'll just recruit.
Do you think we'll have 10 people?
I think we'll have 10 people. I'm
okay,
confident
10
we'll
people's
have 10.
a nice little group.
We will 100% have
intimate.
10 people. That's okay. So true. So
it's that's a success.
It's at the KSTP building, which is at the corner of Carnes and Chambers on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, Saturday, August 31st. We're doing a live podcast at 10:30 a.m. So we're going to hang out. We'll do a podcast. We have a really fun theme for this podcast. I think we'll have a conversation that you'll really love. And then we will do a Q&A. So we're happy to
I'm excited about
whatever.
That. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be
because you
great.
Never know what somebody's going to throw at us. Good questions. I'm sure we'll get good questions.
That's very true. So I thought the theme for The Nest today could be revolving around the Minnesota State Fair. The Minnesota State Fair is the greatest state fair in the country. It has the largest attendance per day of any state fair in the nation.
I did not know that.
The only state fair that beats us in total attendance is the Texas State Fair, but that's because it runs for like a month. The Minnesota State Fair. And it's Texas. The Minnesota State Fair runs for 12 days, and it is the greatest state fair in the country. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So if you haven't been, make sure you get there.
Can I say this as an outsider? So I moved to Minnesota late in life. I was in my mid-30s when I moved there, and I had little kids when we moved to Minnesota. The first time I took the kids to the Minnesota State Fair, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, I don't know that I had ever been to a state fair before that, because I grew up in Chicago, and the state fairs in Chicago are Southern Illinois. And certainly my family wasn't going to trek down to Southern Illinois. So I think that might have been the first state fair I'd ever been to. And it is extraordinary. And here's why. It's beautiful. And that's what I kept marveling at, because a lot of the buildings on the state fairgrounds are permanent structures.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have that carnival-esque feeling. It feels grounded, and the buildings are cool because they were sort of built in the 30s and 40s. I could have some of these facts wrong, but I think some of them were actually built during the 30s, and they were WPA projects. So they're interesting. So just at the get-go, the fair is just cool to look at. And then beyond that, it's really well-run. So if you were ever worried about bringing your kids. I loved bringing the kids to the fair every year. I absolutely loved it.
Plus, there's poultry there, and you know how I feel about poultry.
Anytime
you go
barn.
To the poultry barn, I like to see what kind of chickens we got, all the breeds, talk to everybody, and it has those great agricultural roots. But the reason why many people go to the fair is because they want to eat all the good fair foods.
Yes.
I mean, the fair is a foodie's heaven. It's a total mecca. So I thought we would talk about some of the things that we can't miss when we get to the fair, okay?
You know what my favorite thing is?
What?
And this is so average and boring. I love a fair corn dog.
Yeah.
It just starts with the corn dog. I always have to have one.
Well,
I'm sure you've got a better list.
Well, I go Pronto Pup. You know, it's Pronto Pup versus corn dog at the fair. The Pronto Pup has a better batter that I really love. And then the sausages at the Pronto Pup booths are made in Wisconsin specifically for the Minnesota State Fair. So I always
may have to try Pronto Pup.
I thought that I was a corn dog person for the first 35 years of my life.
Yes.
And then I thought, what am I doing? I tried a Pronto Pup and I realized I've been living life all wrong. Is there anything I can trust anymore?
So I may have to convert.
Convert.
I may have to convert.
Let's
this
get a Pronto
Minnesota
Pup.
State.
That's
yeah.
it. Yep. I always have to get the roasted corn. I love the corn.
Yeah, yeah.
They roast it in the booth there, and it's so good, and it's cheap, and it's blazing hot, and they dunk it in butter, and it's so
good.
Good. I always get something called a pickle dog.
Okay, I've never had that.
So right across from the KSTP building, just before you enter the midway, is this little pickle dog stand. It's run by this family. They're darling and so sweet. I go see them every single year. And it's a pickle. And then it's pastrami and cream cheese wrapped around the pickle.
Okay.
And then they have something
so
called
good.
A fire dog that has pickled jalapenos in it too.
Okay,
and
that sounds so good.
It's my favorite thing to I get one every day because it's good protein. It's like that salty thing, but I don't feel like weighed down and sick. I mean, listen, I'm there, guys, I'm there 9 days this year.
Yeah.
And they're 9 out of 12 days. Like, one cannot live off of cheese curds alone, or it will be misery. I also love to get the turkey to go sandwich. That's like one of my favorite things. It's this secret turkey recipe that they put on these really good buns, and it's fantastic. And then I always like to try the new foods too, but those are my real staples.
You know what I used to get? And I think I'll try and find it again. I used to love the Scotch egg.
Ooh.
Do they still have them? Those are
I'm
pretty
sure
good.
They do, yeah.
So just it's an egg, you know, in batter and it's fried and it's good. I also, and this sounds so silly, my choices at the fair are kind of boring, but there's one big stand, and I can't remember the street that it's on, Elizabeth, where they just do buckets of fries.
Oh yeah, that's the big French fry stand. And they have the best French fries in the world.
They're amazing French fries, and I love French fries. They're amazing French fries, but what's so great about them is because they're making so many of them, they are super hot.
So hot.
They're so hot and they're so good. So I love those. And then I always love, there's a little stand that was near the radio booth where we used to broadcast that always had the best jerky.
Oh.
And so I would always make sure that I bought a ton of that because it was really fresh and good. And I actually like different kinds of jerky. I really do. I love it. It's just easy protein and it's good. And so I always get that too. But there's so many choices.
There's so many fun things. So come out to the fair. We will love to see you. It's going to be so fun. We want to hear about how you're bringing your best to the nest. And can I just say again, I mean, the notes and the messages that we're getting, and we'll be talking about some of these in our next episode of Best to the Nest, of just the feedback that we've been getting from this podcast and how people are taking what we've been talking about and integrating it into their lives is the most rewarding thing that I've ever experienced in my career, hands down. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast, share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, we'd love reviews at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can find us both on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. See you at the fair, lady.
Pronto, pup girl.